This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Ah, the haunting strains of Eleanor Rigby, just as Sir Paul imagined it, played by 369 slightly sweaty college students carrying their instruments at a fast walk. It's the University of Michigan Marching Band. As you may have heard, number 2 ranked Michigan and number 1 ranked Ohio State are squaring off this weekend in a gigantic college football game at Ohio State in Columbus. Michigan players will need inspiration from Jamie Nix. He directs the Michigan Marching Band. Tomorrow, he will try to play just the right song at the right moment to help his team win in what will be a pretty hostile environment. Jamie, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
So the football team's been preparing all week, and so has your band. What have you got planned? What's your special thing?
Special for Michigan fans certainly is playing the victors, the fight song, every time we score a touchdown down in Columbus. But in terms of our halftime show, we're going to do music from Led Zeppelin.
You're going to do Led Zeppelin at the halftime show?
Yes.
Could you hum a little something that you're going to...
Well, let's see...
You know, Jamie, if that's a puzzler for the guy who's leading the band, how good are you guys going to do at Led Zeppelin?
Well, you know, we're doing a medley of about 6 or 7 different songs, so it's in bits and pieces, so it's a little bit hard to just jump right in on it.
Okay, never mind. I'm not sure. Led Zeppelin doesn't sound like marching band stuff for me, but how seriously do your band members take this? Do you guys feel like if you play really, really well, you actually can have some kind of impact on the game?
I really do think they think that, yes. And in fact, you can tell when things are kind of going not so well for us, they put a little more intensity into their playing. So, yeah, I do think they can kind of sway the game towards our direction.
You know, the teams are struggling against each other all the time. Do you play against the other bands? Suppose they're cranking up some kind of number. Would you try to sort of outplay them or overplay them or blast them out of there?
No, that's not usually what we do. In fact, I have a really good relationship with the Ohio State band director, John Woods, and you know, we kind of have this gentleman's agreement. We don't play over each other.
What if the other band never quits playing? Isn't USC notorious for their band plays the whole time, so the other band...
That's one band that we will play on top of because they never stop.
All right, let me play something for you here really quickly, okay?
Okay.
Listen to this. Jamie Nix, do you recognize that?
I do.
That's Hang On Sloopy by the OSU band.
Yes. We hear that a lot, too.
Yeah. It's one of their signature numbers.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you have to top them on that?
Well, we have probably one of the most famous cheers in all of marching band music, which is Let's Go Blue. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. And that was actually started at Michigan.
Ah. Well, that's terrific. I want to wish you the best of luck. I want to let all our listeners in Ohio know that we have tried like crazy to contact Ohio State and get an interview with them, too, but they didn't call back, and you guys did. So go Blue.
Go Blue.
Jamie Nix, director of the University of Michigan Marching Band, joining us from Ann Arbor before the big game tomorrow in Columbus. Jamie, thanks.
Thank you very much.